This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, Our children are a very great joy. They are a means of happiness to us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion had said, children are the flowers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no doubt with regard to it. But together with it being a joy, children are a very great amanat. They are a very great responsibility. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Kullu mawlud yuladu ala al-fitra. Each and every child is born on an innocent nature. Fa'abawahu yahuddanihi aw yunassiranihi aw yumajjisanihi aw kama qal. It is the parents through training who make him into a Jew, a Christian, a fire worshipper, or whatever he will become. So what they will become, it depends a lot upon the training and advice they get from their parents. The kind of parents we are to our children has a very great impact upon their future. Aulaad aur bachche khushiyon ka baith hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ek martaba unko kaha ki ye Allah ke phool hai. Lekin khushi ke saath ye ek bahut badi zimmedari hai. Hadith paak mein hai ki walidain ki tarbiyat se bachche bante hain. Tarbiyat se bachche bante hain. What they are going to become depends very greatly upon the training they received from their parents. And today, the responsibility of parents increases because of the environment that we are living in. We are living in an environment where everything we fear about our children, everything we fear for our children, the whole environment is surrounded by that. What we fear about our children, everything is surrounded by that. We fear drug addiction. We fear immorality. We fear, even today, we fear that our children will take a path that they will even perhaps go and commit suicide. Some Muslim children in the last few months have done so. So all the things that we are worried about, that we are fearful about, the environment is full of that. Therefore, nowadays the responsibility of the parents have increased. And we cannot, as parents, take a lackadaisical approach and sit back. Today, parents have to be active parents. They have to play a very important role. They have to be proactive. Otherwise, there is going to be very great consequences with regard to that. اور آج کل پہلے کے بنسبت اولاد کی دیکھ بھال میں اور ماں باپ اور والدین کی ذمہ داری اور بہت زیادہ ہے یہاں تک کہ ہمیں اس میں فعال کردار ادا کرنا چاہیے اپنے ہم ایسے دور میں ہیں جس میں ہر طرف خطرہ ہی خطرہ ہے جس چیز سے ہمیں خطرہ ہے جیسے نشہ غیر شادی شدہ بچیوں کا حمل تیرنا خودکشی یہ ہر طرف معاشرے میں موجود ہے تو اس میں ہمیں ہر طرف سے ہمیں فعال کردار ادا کرنا چاہیے سو وی ہیو ٹو بی پرو ایکٹیو وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو دس پٹ سچویشن آور چلڈرن لیو ان اے مچ مور ٹیکنالوجیکلی ایڈوانس اینڈ پریشرائزڈ ورلڈ دین وی ایور ایکسپیرئنس وی نیڈ ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دیٹ It is not like how the parents of the old, where things were very, very easy. To this extent, that many a times previously, the old people used to say, children must be seen, they mustn't be heard. And we used to say, that's how the people used to do it. parents, children must be seen, they must not be heard. And that is the way it was. Nowadays it is not like that. They live in a technologically pressured world, they feel entitled, they feel the whole world revolves around them. That is the reality. Now, how do we deal with this? Few tips. One of the most important tips that I'm going to make mention of is communication. And if I can repeat it, communication, communication, communication. We need to be speaking incessantly and repeatedly with regard to matters with our children. It is better to deal with unpleasant conversation than hidden doubts. Let me say that again. It is better to deal with unpleasant conversations than hidden doubts. Even if the conversations we're going to have with them might be unpleasant, it might be bringing up aspects like sex. It might be bringing up aspects like drug addiction. It is better to have these conversations than for them to have hidden doubts. And today the hidden doubts are such that they have become open. If we are not going to speak to our children, if we are not going to speak to our children, someone else is going to speak to our children. And therefore it is better that we are the ones that we speak to our children, even bringing up unpleasant conversations. We must be having these unpleasant conversations with our children. Aur usme kya hame kya ek kirdar ada karna chahiye? Sabse pehle hame apne bachchon se muassar guftugu karni chahiye. Poshida khadashat ki bajaye na khushgawar baatcheet kare unke saath. Ye behtar hai. Hum agar nahi karenge, dusre log karenge. To maa baap ko chahiye ki aisi cheezon ke bare mein, chahe wo na khushgawar ho, bachchon ke saath baat kare. Tell them about the fitnas of the time. Tell them what is happening. Tell them with regard to immorality. Tell them about gender confusion. This is one of the greatest fitness of our time. That today they are told, people are told that you are not sure when you are growing up whether you are a boy or a girl. From the very beginning and inception, people knew whether they were boys or girls. They knew how they must dress. But today, you know, this whole particular situation is such, they create gender confusion. Now, if we are not going to communicate with our children, then who's going to communicate with them? Do we want them to get these particular unpleasant facts from someone else? Parents must be the one to discuss this unpleasant conversation. And if someone says this is something new you are saying, let me give you an example from the Quran. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala told him in a dream that he must slaughter Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Being a Nabi of Allah, he could have gone and slaughtered Ismail alayhi salam without any hesitation. But he went to go and speak to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur madha tara. Oh my son, I'm seeing, I'm slaughtering you. You tell me what you feel. Ya Allah. A great Nabi like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had no doubt. But why did he go and speak to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam? He wanted him to be part of the good deed. He wanted to communicate with him. He wanted to speak with him. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam's advice to his son is made mention in one whole ruku in the Holy Quran. Ya bunayya, ya bunayya, ya bunayya, aqim as-salat wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar. Ya bunayya, la tus'ir khaddaka lin-nas. So many times, oh my son, oh my son, oh my son, do this, do this, do this. Historical riwayats make mention that his son initially was not upon the right path. He was not upon righteousness. But by the constant advice of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he came upon the right path. So one of the most important things that we have to tell parents today is speak to your children, even if it be with regard to unpleasant conversations. So sabse aham cheez hai ke bachcho se muassir guftugu karni chahiye. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala's one amazing incident and statement has been made mention. You know, it is attributed to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it is said that play with your children for 7 years. Adibuhum bisab'in, then discipline them for 7 years. And thereafter, khalliluhum bisab'in, advise and befriend them after 7 years. What an amazing way with regard to dealing with children. First 7 years, there is nothing with regard to children in terms of faraz. Aspects of the Sharia are not compulsory upon them. So in that particular first 7 years, play with them. Don't become, you know, they don't wear the scarf, you smack them. You don't wear a topi, you hit them. But it's not compulsory upon them. Why are you becoming so unnecessarily strict upon them? Yes, encourage them. But don't create any type of unnecessary punishment upon them. Till the age of, even Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith was, advise your children to perform salat when? 7 years. So before that, if there is something, you encourage, you don't punish. From the age of 7, you start telling them with regard to salat. So the first 7 years, play with them. And you'll find in the first 7 years, children like to imitate their parents. Their children, their parents are their heroes. So don't go and do something that they imitate in the wrong way. Become role models for your children the first 7 years. Then the next 7 years, that's a time when they come to understand. They have logical reason and Islamic ethics. That's a time when we are supposed to now discipline them. That's a time when we are supposed to speak to them. That's a time when they are like sponges. We have to. They are ready to soak up things. That is a time when we have to show them, teach them, tell them about Islamic ethics, tell them what is right, and tell them what is wrong. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala ka farman hai, bachcho ke pehle 7 saal unke saath khel kood karo. Unke saath khel kood kare. Phir agle 7 saal unko taaleem de. Ye sahi hai, ye sahi nahi hai, ye halal hai, ye haram hai. To dusre 7 aur 14 saal ke darmiyan. Aur phir uske baad unko nasihat kare aur unke jo unke saath aise ravaiya ikhtiyar kare jaise dostana taluq. Then the next 7 years you advise them and be like friends to them. After that they are independent. You can't go and hit them. If you go and hit them, they become more rebellious. That's a time when we are supposed to advise them. Great ulama have come. I've heard Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi saying, after the age of when they are baligh, then you must be like a friend to your children. They must, if anything happens, the first place of port of call, they must be with regard to their parents. They must go to their parents. Even if they do wrong, they must come to their parents. They mustn't be afraid not to come, to go anywhere else. They must come to their parents, even if they've done something wrong. If they've knocked a car, they must come to the parents. We've knocked the car. And there are very few, you know, children who are not going to knock the car during the formative years of their life. Right? Allah Ta'ala make it such that it is never ever going to be, you know, in a dangerous manner. It might be something that is innocent. You know? So these are some of the things that we have to keep in mind. Now, in this particular regard, after 7, why do we need to advise them? Why do we need to speak to them? Today, children have access to platforms which are Islamically inappropriate, encourages haram relationship, encourages gender confusion. Let's face it, my dear respected brothers, let us talk openly today. All our children today are on social media. They are on TikTok. They are on Snapchat. They are on Instagram. And whether we like it or not, today they are there. Very, very few parents have the ability to prevent them from accessing those platforms. And now those platforms, even with some of the little good things that they are there, some ulama have tried to give some good advice because they are there. Let them listen to good things. But it is surrounded by many, many subtle type of messages which encourages them towards immorality, encourages them towards gender confusion, encourages them towards homosexuality. What do we do with regard to it? You can't insulate them. You can't isolate them. You can't insulate them, inoculate them. You can't insulate, you can't isolate, inoculate them. Inoculate them by showing them that these are the harms. These are the things that you have to be worried about. So these are very, very, and especially now we are going to the period of holidays. Holidays are such, it is a mad season. So children have got more time. Our zimmedari, our responsibility increased to supervise over them. Get them involved in something positive. Get them involved in things that are good. If you are going to leave them, and as it is said, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. What are we going to do with regard to it? We are not only worried with regard to our children's, you know, material things. Mention is made that a person was on his deathbed, a parent was on his deathbed, and he called all his children. And his children, he said, Muhammad, come here. Muhammad came. Ahmad, come here. Ahmad came. Ibrahim came. So when they all came, I said, now, all of you are here. So they thought maybe he's on his deathbed, he wants to kuch nasihat karna chahiye, maybe he wants to give us some nasihat. So we started getting angry. If all of you are here, who's in the shop? Dukan per kon hai? So nowadays we have to, brothers, we have to keep this in mind. Our responsibility increases very, very great. Ye chutiyon ka mausam hai. Ye pagla mausam kehlata hai. Bachchon ke paas bahut waqt hota hai. Hame unki sarparasti karni chahiye. Bachchon ki pahunch aise platform tak hai jo islami lihaz se na munasib hai. Aur unko haram rishton ko istiwa karne pe ubharta hai. Isliye ye hamare zimmedari aur sarparasti bahut zaruri hai. So these are some of the aspects that we have to keep in mind. In raising children, we should have a proper balance between encouragement and warning. Many a times people say we must only be kind. Yes, kindness is the right way because it's a sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Muslim homes should be homes in which love, kindness and persuasion works most of the time. But whenever there is a need for discipline, to shy away from discipline is very harmful to the upbringing of the children. Children are like budding plants. The way you get plants, which are very, very important sometimes, we save them from the rain, we save them from the weather, we protect them. In a similar manner, children need to be protected from the environment and the immoral influences that are out there. Someone has very briefly said, I made mention of it previously, children are like a wet bar of soap. Now, a wet bar of soap, if you catch it loosely, it will fall out of your hand. And a wet bar of soap, you catch it too tightly, it will also fall out. So you have to get the right balance in catching it in such a way, firm, yet not too firm, because if you catch it too firm, it falls out of your hand. So we have to get the right balance with regard to our children. And remember one very important point, in terms of the upbringing of children. Aulaad ki parwarish mein hatta al-imkan narmi ko apnana chahiye. Ye hamare Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki sunnat hai aur sabse muassir tareeqa hai. Lekin jahan pe kehna chahiye wahan pe bhi hame kehna zaruri, ye zaruri hai hame kehna chahiye, unki yaad dehani hame karna chahiye. They say punishment suppresses bad behavior. Discipline corrects bad behavior. If you punish them too much, they will do it inside. Punishment suppresses. Discipline changes. We must discipline our children, not necessarily punish them. There's a difference between punishment and discipline. Or, lekin ye saza dena, ye ravaiyo ko daba deti hai. Aur zabta aur nizam, ravaiya ko badal deta hai. So we have to do discipline, not necessarily punishment. Children are also living in an age of peer pressure. Now, you know, this peer pressure is something that is very, very dangerous. We underestimate it. Peer pressure works on the system of creating an inferiority complex. And a child at that age doesn't want to be in an inferiority complex mode. His friends will tell him, you know, you are like a muhu. You can't do this, we can do that. Why can't you do it? You got no courage. Now a child doesn't like to stand out like a sore thumb amongst his peers, so he goes and do it. Now the best way to deal with peer pressure is that we give them love. Love creates self-esteem. It creates confidence. When children have confidence, they will be able to save themselves from peer pressure. If they don't have confidence from home, they don't have love from home, they will be easier to crave and to fit into peer pressure. They will not be able to resist peer pressure. But those children who have confidence and they have love from home, they will be able to resist peer pressure. So peer pressure is a reality. And my dear respected brothers, let me conclude by saying, we today give a lot of emphasis with regard to the financial and material upbringing of our children. Our children must have certain things, they must have certain type and brands of clothes, they must have this, they must have that, nothing wrong with it. If we have the means, we must give it to them. If our wealth is there and we can't use it for our children? There's nothing wrong with it, as long as it is done in moderation. But why is it that we pay attention to their material needs and we don't pay attention to their spiritual needs? How is this? How is that? والدین کی اس میں ان کی مادی ضروریات کے ساتھ ساتھ ہمیں ان کی دینی اور روحانی تربیت کو فوقیت دینے چاہیے. We have to give priority with regard to their spiritual upbringing. I like to narrate this incident. I made mention of it many a times. That Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was away from Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam for 40 years. Right? ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون قالوا تالله إنك لفي ذلالك المبين. That after when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told his brothers, I am Yusuf, take this kurta of mine, go and give it to my father, he is blind. When he puts the kurta on his eyes, Allah will give him and give him sight again, he will regain sight. So when they leave from Egypt, they left from Egypt, at that particular time, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, I can smell the fragrance of Yusuf. Children, the people around you said, Innaka lafi dhalalikal kadim, he's 40 years ago, he's gone. Where are you going to smell the fragrance of Yusuf? So when they brought the kurta, falamma an ja'a al-bashir, alqahu ala wajhi fartadda basira. He put it upon his eyes and he regained sight. And then mention is made by Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam said, Mere Yusuf kaisa hai? How is my Yusuf? How is my Yusuf? So they said, he is the king of Egypt. Wo to Misr ka bacha hai. He is the king of Egypt. Do you know what Yaqub alayhi salam said? I'm not asking you whether he's a king or not. I'm asking you what is the state of his iman and his amal. Uske iman aur amal ka kya taqaza hai? What is the state of his iman and his amal? After 40 years, the first question, how is his iman? And he's a Nabi of Allah. And the father is also a Nabi of Allah. And yet they are so worried about the iman and amal. How much more worried should we be? Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran tells us, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your fire and your family members from the fire of Jahannam. The way we will take precaution to save our children from fire, if we have to see fire here, to a greater extent, we must show that concern to save them from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah. If you are right parents, and make a lot of dua, my dear respected brothers. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّنْ. Every namaz you must read this. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people's duas are not rejected by Allah. One of them is a parent's dua for children. Walidain dua nahi karte apne bachon ke liye. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firmaya ki walidain ke dua wo rat nahi hota. So make lot of dua, and they need dua, and they need our supervision, they need our love, they need our discipline, even if they show independence. May Allah Ta'ala make us proper parents, and may Allah Ta'ala make our children the coolness of our eyes and provision for us in the year after. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.